A property in downtown Reno is getting a makeover, forcing some of its residents to look for more affordable housing. I'm Michelle Billman for Reno Public Radio, and I spoke with our contributor Bob Conrad of This Is Reno to learn more. So first off, where is this property and what are the changes or improvements that are being made to it?
There's a piece of property. It has two boarding houses on it. It's on Ralston Street and it's directly behind the Sands Casino in downtown Reno. Essentially what happened was a couple weeks ago, an announcement came out that a series of properties were going to be ultimately developed into an arts district as well as into affordable housing. What came out after that is that two of these existing properties were evicting low-income residents.
How many residents are being impacted?
That number seems to be in dispute. One source said that there was close to 40 people being evicted, and the new owner of the property, a representative for that company, said the number is closer to 20.
And what are you hearing from those residents about their situation and their options?
So as a boarding house, they were paying approximately, the figure I was told was $90 a week to live there. And some had lived there for many, many years. Some have criminal records and, have trouble getting a traditional rental agreement. So that's why they were staying in this boarding house. And I visited the site and I talked with Jennifer Cassidy. She's with the Reno Initiative for Shelter and Equality, which is helping to place some of these residents. And here's what she had to say.
If you've been here for years and you start looking, the cheapest one that I've managed to get anybody in is $600. And it's not affordable. Even then, those who can find places or even those who have money run into barriers, like if you have felonies, if you don't have excellent credit, if you have missed any rent at all.
So essentially what has happened, according to the sources for the story, is that these residents were getting eviction notices, some with as quick as a 5-day notice to be evicted. What the new owners did was they came and said, no, you do not have to leave that quickly. And they've kind of stepped up and said that they would pay the difference for their residents at this boarding house. If they found a new place to live, they would pay the difference in the rent for up to 6 months. And this is Jim Buchanan with the Gold Dust West. That's the nearby casino. The parent company of the casino is the company that bought these properties. Here's what he had to say.
We didn't ever push people out onto the street kind of a thing. So we told them we would, work with them and relocating them, finding other accommodations, because in the long run, we're planning on probably taking those places down or either remodeling them or taking them down, all these different properties.
And we should briefly mention the current state of the boarding houses. What were some of the issues that these tenants had to live with?
It was very crowded. The bathroom was very dirty. There were feces on the wall. It looked to be like it had had a huge bed bug infestation with literally some white powder running along the floorboards with dead bugs in it. So they did not appear to be very hospitable living conditions.
Bob, your story has generated a fair amount of debate locally. What are some of the concerns that you're hearing about?
So some people believe that, if you can't afford to live in an area, then you should just pick up and move, which, there's some validity to that. When people retire, they frequently go to areas that are more affordable because they know they're going to be on a fixed income. But I think the larger issue here is that these are residents that have been in our community for a long time. And when you have a development come in and they're displaced by that, even if it is for affordable housing down the road, they are still put in a position where they have to find a new place to live that they may or may not be able to afford.
Bob Conrad of This Is Reno, thank you.
Thank you very much.